I'm Colin Ambrose, the host and producer of the American Rivers Tour. I'm also the executive chef and owner of Estia's Little Kitchen, a small cafe just outside of Sag Harbor, New York. I've just returned from a trip to the Louisiana Bayou, where I fished with my old friend Michael Corenti. Michael and I first started fishing together in the mid-1990s when we traveled to Alaska's Kenai Peninsula. We were deep in the outback one afternoon when Michael, with his back cast, put his fly right in his eyebrow. And I had to cut the barb off and slip the hook out, and we remedied the situation with a little bit of dark rum and cleaned up the wound and got our spirits back, and we've been friends ever since. We've just returned from a trip with Hudson McIntyre, who guided us in the bayou, and we had a great time. The call of New Orleans in January comes from deep within. It's a pilgrimage that started for me in the fifth grade when my parents scheduled an unrequested winter break to visit my cousins, who lived in a bohemian lifestyle down the street from a bayou over a canal near Lake Pontchartrain. I was a rascal. My dad thought at the time that my Uncle Steve and Aunt Maura, with their two daughters and three sons, might provide a needed break for my sisters, getting me out of the house during the cold Chicago winter of 1969. This was perhaps one of the most important memories from that time for me. My cousin Barry and I fished off the bridge down the street from their house every evening. And on Saturdays, Uncle Chuck, my Uncle Steve, took us fishing in an aluminum skiff with a 6-horsepower engine. On a warm afternoon, we fished the marshlands. Once he cut the vibrating motor, we'd float quietly for hours on the slow-moving tide, spotting the occasional redfish as they cruised the edges, tailing and rolling in the flat, slick, muddy water. We learned that the fish were skittish. An aggressive cast splashing the surface would spook every potential target. We caught nothing, but I was hooked. This year's January visit included a longtime friend, Michael Corenti, and the same guy that I'd fished with the year before in January, Hudson McIntyre. We met on a dock about 30 minutes from Chauvin, south of New Orleans. His 16-foot skiff carried us deep into the canals and creeks of Louisiana's bayou, and we casted to redfish and black drum for 2 days. Like I'd learned as a young boy, redfish are aware of every splash and tap on the boat. I had several shots casting the large redfish in thin water on day one, a perfect clear, cool day. Each time after two or three ignored presentations, as I casted, I'd tap the deck with my foot, moving to set up a better cast, and the fish would take off into deeper water and out of sight. On day one, Michael had the hot rod, catching two redfish, one 34 and the next 39 inches long. Large, heavy fish. Michael was using a silver jig set up on a 4-foot leader off of a large bobber. This technique was interesting, as the tap, tap, tap of the bobber attracts the fish at a greater distance than my fly could reach. I was able to target a 30-inch black drum with Hudson's help, and after two short casts, I put one in the zone. It was a heavy black drum, and it rolled on a purple fly, and the fight was on. Day two was windy and overcast. Hudson started us on blue crabs in the channel, casting from the deck. Pulling from the flats boat seemed nearly impossible, so we used the spinning gear. But after an hour of no action, the wind dropped just enough, and we switched it up. I stood motionless, with Michael reminding me to keep my feet quiet on the deck, and 20 minutes later, our guide spotted a redfish cruising in a small lake, and again, 3 casts, and I was hooked up. The fish turned on the fly just like we'd hoped. And it took about 15 minutes to bring it in. Both Michael and I spent a good deal of time blind casting at all points as we cruised the marsh, hoping to hook a redfish from the mud. They sit quietly in the darkness, waiting for unsuspected prey to float by. They also hunt for crabs and various other sea life under the mud. It was our goal to catch a slot fish, a redfish between 16 and 24 inches that we could take home for dinner, but no luck. So I prepared a small skillet of Cornish game hens and rice. You can find the recipe on our website below. The recipe includes rice and carrots and sweet peas, onions, a little bit of celery, and of course, 2 Cornish game hens rubbed in mustard. The mustard-rubbed Cornish game hen and rice recipe can be found on the American Rivers Tour website. Thank you for listening. I'm Colin Ambrose, and I hope you join us again soon.